KDX Columbus, Madison's home for real news and great conversation. A Civic Media Station.
ABC News, I'm Brian Clark. President Trump's continued to pressure Attorney General Pam Bondi to bring criminal charges against his political opponents. ABC's Rachel Scott says he's already made changes within the Justice Department.
President Trump just days ago forced out a top federal prosecutor whose office did not find any evidence to back up allegations that New York Attorney General Letitia James committed mortgage fraud after months of investigating.
President's going to nominate his former defense attorney, Lindsay Halligan, as U.S. attorney for the Eastern District of Virginia. She has no experience as a prosecutor. The Washington Post reports the president's going to announce a link today between Tylenol use during pregnancy and autism. Tylenol's manufacturer says science shows this is not true. The U.K. among the countries to announce recognition of a Palestinian state. Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu calls this an absurd award for terrorism, expected to be a major topic at the U.N. General Assembly, which begins today. This is ABC News.
Catch Farm Report updates throughout the day from the Midwest Farm Report, right here on 92.7 WMDX.
For 92.7 WMDX News, I'm Savannah Tomei Olson. A bill that would help first responders treat opioid overdoses is now on President Donald Trump's desk. Senator Tammy Baldwin authored the Safe Response Act. It gives $57 million per year until 2030 to help first responders save lives when people are suffering from fentanyl overdoses. Baldwin has been vocal about addiction struggles in her own family, and this bill was crafted with bipartisan input. It passed the Senate unanimously, and now it's waiting for the president's signature. And a UW-Madison professor testified to Congress about nuclear fusion. The House Science Committee's Energy Subcommittee held a hearing last week about the future of fusion, and one of four witnesses was Stephanie Deem, who's conducting experiments at UW-Madison to make fusion power easier and less expensive.
Fusion is a dense, virtually limitless source of power derived from hydrogen that could radically transform humanity. Fusion, the process that powers the sun, occurs when light elements are forced together and combined under extreme conditions, releasing vast amounts of energy. On Earth, we use magnetic bottles or powerful lasers to create these fusion conditions. Fusion gives us hope.
Lawmakers on the subcommittee say it could be the future of energy in America. And a reminder to drive safely around school buses, it's Operation Safe Stop Week. The Wisconsin State Patrol is teaming up with the Wisconsin School Bus Association in an effort to encourage safe driving near buses. The State School Bus Association worked with its members to identify bus stops where people illegally pass. Now law enforcement will be adding extra patrols in those spots this week. And now a ticket for illegally passing a school bus will cost you a whole lot more. The penalty increased in 2024, so a citation will now cost $676.50 and 4 demerit points on your license. I'm Savannah Tomei Olson, 92.7 WMDX News.
The Packers losing Cleveland. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. A huge upset. The Packers losing to the Browns, 13-10. The turning point, Jordan Love throwing an interception late in the fourth quarter, allowing the Browns to tie up the game.
No, we're running a triple slant concept, and they're in man coverage. And, you know, I'm trying to work Wicks right there, number two. You know, the safety that was guarding Tucker, you know, fell off that, passed it off, and got in the window right there and not even see him.
Up next, they face the Cowboys in Dallas on Sunday night. Wisconsin lost 27-10 to Maryland. Badgers head coach Luke Fickle reacts to fans in the stands chanting "Fire Fickle."
They're passionate about what they do and what they want to see, and that's what you love about this place.
The Brewers play the Padres tonight in San Diego. They clinched the divisional title again, but had to place Brandon Woodruff on the 15-day IL with a lat strain.
Played catch on Friday. Felt like it was normal stuff. Yesterday, tried to throw a pen, and something felt a little different.
With sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
Farm news that impacts you and your community from the Midwest Farm Report throughout your day on 92.7 WMDX.
I'm meteorologist Brandon Bormans. Some patchy fog possible early, otherwise a mix of clouds and sun, an isolated shower or storm possible in the afternoon, with highs in the mid to upper 70s. A better chance for showers and thunderstorms tonight, a mild night with lows in the lower 60s. Currently, it's 62.
This is Robert Pilot, host of Native Roots Radio. On our show, we talk about Native issues like treaties, protecting Mother Earth, and holding our elected officials accountable. You'll also hear from Turtle Island voices like Arvina Martin State Representative Heather Keeler, Ruth Anna Buffalo, Dr. Anthony Stately, State Senator Mary Kunish, Robert Lilligren, and Bob Blake. Native issues are human issues, and human issues are Native issues.
Native Roots Radio, weeknights at 8 on your local Civic Media radio station.
Doctors Without Borders is delivering life-saving medical care where it's needed most in communities around the world. From bandaging war-wounded patients in Sudan to providing clean drinking water in Haiti, we're in more than 70 countries worldwide, bringing patients from sick to recovering, from emergency to aid, from crisis to care. This life-saving care is made possible by a global movement of supporters like you. Thank you.
Todd Alba.
Hey, everybody. If you love Just a Bit Outside, the film about the Brewers, you're going to love the new film about Wisconsin sports from Sean Hamish and Paul Jaconi Berry. They're here next time with their exclusive announcement. Don't miss it.
The Todd Alba Show, weekdays 2 to 4.
WMDX Madison, where conversations are free range and organic.
It's the Stephanie Miller Show.
So I wanna say thank you, 'cause it makes me that much stronger. Makes me work a little bit harder. Makes me that much wiser. Thanks for making me wider.
My responsibility is to be transparent and to be honest. And the reality is that we are living in a time in which this administration and this regime is not interested in making sure that people understand history. We need to understand why they are so problematic. And so I am using that language because it is accurate language. When we see the consolidation of power, when we see them trying to chill speech of jokesters, when we're seeing all of this, that is a playbook out of Hitler, and I won't deny it. Like, these are the facts.
Yeah.
Oh, thank you, Jasmine Crockett. Did everyone enjoy the, was it a Klan rally, a MAGA rally, a Nazi rally? Which I think we have Stephen Miller in the original German, if you missed it.
Und die Bewegung sind Lebensausdruck unseres Volkes und damit ein Symbol des Ewigen. Es lebe die nationalsozialistische Bewegung. Es lebe Deutschland.
Okay, you get the idea.
Wow. Hey, Chris,
yes.
We start with a Guess the Quote.
Alrighty then.
Who tweeted in 2022, if the idea of free speech enrages you, the cornerstone of democratic self-government, then I regret to inform you that you are a fascist. Who said that?
Atom Ant.
No, that would be Stephen Miller. Stephen, Baby Goebbels, Pee-wee German, Miller.
Yeah.
Wow. You and I both said the same thing. The only person I give credit to is Erica Kirk, who, surprisingly said she forgives Charlie's killer. Because that's the only thing that was remotely Christ-like about what was said.
Absolutely.
I mean, they're selling merch. They turned it into this giant MAGA rally. Trump's, just gave it. First of all, he makes it all about him.
Yes.
First of all, yes. As usual. And then what a friggin' weirdo. Did you see the way he was holding Erica Kirk and did some weird, like, grimace face? And then he's like, during the singing of America, he's mouthing the words and doing this stuff with his hands, like a
quite honestly
buffoon.
I just saw
it's a memorial.
I just saw clips. I didn't watch the whole thing.
Yeah, are you kidding? I didn't either. Dear God.
Yeah,
it's much I could take.
Not my kind of television.
Yeah. By the way, did you see Grindr blew up in Arizona? Where it's weird. Where a group of it's almost like they're a giant
wheel of right wing hypocrites.
Weird. Was it a Christian service with all the MAGA men, the macho MAGA men? Grindr, I guess, melted down entirely.
And the gays of
Phoenix.
I'm
sure it was the heat in Arizona.
And the gays of Phoenix as well.
Uh huh.
There are gays in Phoenix.
Sure.
I was one of them.
I know. Well.
Okay.
Just weird wherever there's a Republican gathering.
Yeah.
Grindr tends to be super active. Huh. Okay. Wow. That was, somebody's, JoJo from Jurors, our beloved, said Donald Trump just blamed the left for hate speech while delivering a hate speech at the memorial for a man who said there was no such thing as hate speech. I mean, I don't, where do we even start this weekend? First of all, Chris, the burden I bear for America of always being right.
Oh, God. What did I get?
Tom Hoback is literally hoeing for a literal bag of cash.
Oh, yes.
Oh my!
Now we've
that
sent
was
him.
Good, you worked on that.
I know,
didn't
I did.
You?
Isn't that funny? That was funny.
That Hobag. Was good.
I just said I used to call him Hobag anyway.
Right.
And now he's taking a literal bag of ho cash.
Yeah.
He's in an El Salvadorian gulag, isn't he? While we sort out the charges, because you don't. We don't
oh,
need
God,
due process,
no.
do we?
No.
No?
He's not? He was on ABC's This Week
oh.
this weekend.
Oh, really?
Uh-huh.
Oh, so they don't, the people we sent don't get green room and snacks and
oh,
stuff?
Oh, God, no.
No. Oh, interesting.
green room and snacks.
Okay, and is this also, well, I know it's already Watergate times 11 billion, but did he just tweet out, like, what would be Nixon's secret tapes?
Yeah, yes.
About yeah. having his...
Hey, a Pam!
DOJ.
Babe!
Okay, and we don't even know what... We think it was a mistake, like it was supposed to be a DM, and then it's like they don't care because he's like, yeah, you know, whatever.
Yeah.
Supreme Court says, let me do whatever I want. So
right.
yeah, so it's all out in the open.
Yep.
Hi, Sean. Good morning.
Sean is
Sean's
here.
In for Bella this week. Hooray!
Hi.
Hi. I'm always like, how are you, Sean?
Yes.
It's like
yeah.
the only answer is it's early.
Yeah.
Just
yes.
Don't talk to me.
Well, you know, he's. Yeah, yeah. Here for a week.
Yes, so. Yes. It's Bella's vacation week.
It is.
She was music festivaling. You music festivaled.
Well, I went to a concert last night.
All right.
And I crawled into bed at 11, got up at 2. So, yeah.
Wow. Oh, boy. I'm going to be able to really bully you because you're going to be weak.
It was okay. Air. They're a French electronic band, and they were very
oh,
good.
Oh, sure.
Uh-huh.
I know them.
No, you don't.
No, I do not. yeah, so, wow, that was a... Bam! That was a news weekend once again. I just all of these pictures. Just two gun rights advocates sitting behind a wall of bulletproof glass while enjoying a memorial for a gun rights advocate who got murdered by a gun. I don't even know what to say about that whole thing. But should we get back to the blistering amount of criminality and corruption that was revealed just over the
well, sure.
weekend.
The Charlie Kirk funeral
oh.
was just a distraction from all of the corruption
yes.
and crime.
Yeah, well, congratulations to Tom Hobag for, hey, look over here. Look away from the Epstein files.
Are you going to say the
you
joke
think
again?
He's like,
say the joke again.
He was hoeing for a literal bag of cash.
Yes.
He is a literal Hobag. So I was correct. Just keep pounding that nail in all
well,
morning.
Well, I mean, when you find something that works...
I have
you go with it.
I have Hal Sparks' name lovingly nestled between my breasts because we have Hal Sparks in all of our three. And, of course, Rude Pundit,
yeah.
who can nuzzle anywhere he wants in that area.
Has he?
Mm-hmm. Oh, by the way, he just he was the latest Trump to reporter. Quiet, you're really obnoxious. Rude Pundit said, just once I like a reporter to say, go yourself with your tiny little and walk out. I think we're... come on. Let's do it.
Probably.
With the last vestige of free speech we have, let's do it.
They'd probably lose access if they did that.
Oh, no.
just a guess.
Yeah.
You know.
Can I just say in all of this just discussion, somebody mentioned again that Trump never, ever mentions his quote-unquote shooter in Butler, Pennsylvania. And I had to go back and look. Thomas Michael Crooks... was a registered Republican. A social media account that belonged to him appeared to reflect anti-Semitic and anti-immigration themes and espouse political violence. Kind of a lot of what you heard yesterday, right? I mean, and Chris, can I just say, as you know, I never really watched or listened to Charlie Kirk. I knew who he was.
Sure.
I saw the random clip or something.
Well, we're in the same...
Yeah.
Political space,
yeah.
podcasting space, I
yeah.
guess.
We just made immature fun of him. We
right.
didn't ever like
right.
Say anything nearly as hateful as
what he said.
You know, Nick Fuentes or Laura Loomer said about him.
Yeah.
We just
or what he said yeah. about us.
Right.
People like us.
Yes. But so I watched more clips this weekend, and I'm sorry, this is what you call respectful dialogue? What I saw are clips of him bullying. Like the one particular clip I saw, a young African-American woman who was talking about being bullied by Trump supporters on campus. And he basically just called her a liar.
Mm-hmm.
And he was just being a D to her. He was kept calling her a liar over and over
yeah.
again. She was being very calm and respectful. So I think I've had enough being lectured to about how, you know, he engaged in respectful dialogue and whatever. As I've said 1,000 times, Chris, I condemn unequivocally. Period. His tragic murder. The whole thing is it's quite honestly, it's awful for both sides.
Yes.
But it's just that whole thing was pouring more gasoline on the fire. And that's why...
His assassination lit a powder keg, and now we're dealing with the aftermath of it. It shouldn't have happened.
Yes. Oh, look, many people reporting, Chris. Doug says, so apparently Grindr crashed over the weekend in Arizona with all the straight as an arrow MAGA tough guys in town for the quote-unquote Christian funeral. And as I said, Erica Kirk was the only person I think that said anything vaguely Christian that I heard.
I agree.
So the attorney, who's it, the attorney that quit, that Trump wanted to prosecute Letitia James, but there was no, what's the word I'm looking for, Chris? Evidence of any kind.
Right.
There was no crime.
Right.
So he quit, and so now Trump wants to appoint. Have you seen this, Lindsay Halligan?
Lindsay who?
Lindsay Halligan.
Halligan.
Is the
Lindsay boy or Lindsay
think
girl?
Think Alina Haba.
Bless you.
Thank you. But like times 11 on the bimbo scale. That's what she looks. She looks like a Sports Illustrated model. She's never tried a state or federal case. So that's who he wants to now put in charge of apparently indicting Letitia James with zero crime and zero evidence. I mean, yeah.
So we're putting her up against Letitia James?
Yes.
Wow.
Let's see how that goes.
Letitia has proven herself time and time again.
Yes. Oh, here it is. Political Junkyard is one that said, I just think we need to talk more about how Trump never talks about the guy who supposedly tried to assassinate him, who, again, was clearly MAGA. And also, by the way, the DOJ has concluded, what did they say? That there is no hold, please. I've got it. I think I accidentally threw out a bunch of things. I'm going to go look through the trash in a minute. Federal investigators have found no evidence linking Tyler Robinson to left-wing groups, despite claims by Trump and his administration. Again, it's that use that Stephen Miller and others yesterday used so dangerously, Chris, that they and them killed Charlie Kirk. Oh, by the way, this is new. This completes the circle. White House Deputy Secretary said Jimmy Kimmel was responsible for Charlie Kirk's death. Yeah. Mm-hmm.
I think you're seeing just a general public response to people like Jimmy Kimmel, who tragically is spewing this dangerous rhetoric. All people who spew this dangerous rhetoric, who ultimately drove this deranged killer to take Charlie's life.
Wow.
Jimmy Kimmel sent out.
Wow. He sent out a very respectful tweet sending love and prayers the day it happened to his family.
Right.
And he said nothing about Charlie Kirk and the famous... As we keep saying, it's what he said about Trump, which was what a lot of other people said, which was, by the way, just playing actual Trump video of being asked how he's doing after the death of his friend, and he's like, oh, fantastic, the ballroom's going to be amazing. I mean, we all reacted the same way. That's what he's mad about, is that it pointed out what a complete fraud and charlatan he is.
Yes.
Every indication so far is this was one guy who did a really bad thing because he found Kirk's ideology personally offensive. That's what I was saying, is this seemed more personal than political. You know, anybody that loves a trans person...
Yep.
I was offended by some of Charlie Kirk's. I went through a bunch of things he said because I hadn't really heard a lot of it, and it's hard to spin that any other way. Let's see. Just a quick review somebody posted all of his shows January 3rd, 2024. He continued his incessant verbal assaults on women of color, saying, if I'm dealing with somebody in customer service who's a moronic black woman, I wonder, is she there because of her excellence or is she there because of affirmative action? 2023, he said, it's worth it to have the cost of, unfortunately, some gun deaths every single year so we can have the Second Amendment protect our other God-given rights. That's a prudent deal. That one was obviously widely circulated. Kirk decried what he described as the myth of Martin Luther King Jr. calling him awful and not a good person.
Oh.
He said, if I see a black pilot, I'm going to be like, boy, I hope he's qualified.
Oh my God.
Kirk quoted a Leviticus passage calling for gay people to be stoned to death, referring to it as God's perfect law. Also called for a Nuremberg-style trial for every gender-affirming clinic doctor. Said, I can't stand the word empathy. Actually, I think empathy is a made-up New Age term that does a lot of damage. This is from the group that's been demanding we show empathy for weeks now, right?
Yep.
I think John Pavlovitz posted a lot of that and just said, how can you call any of this Christ-like?
Yep.
So where was I? Oh, on the... After Kirk's death, the Trump administration and its allies claimed that left-wing radicalism played a role, some citing what they describe as an organized campaign or networks on the political left fostering violence. Stephen Miller said left-wing organizations amounted to a vast domestic terror movement. That's kind of what he was echoing yesterday. And by the way, it absolutely was Nazi rhetoric, him calling his opponents nothing, you are nothing. I mean, you literally could probably go to 1940 Germany and find a speech that described Jews the way he described his
If you
opponents.
Oppose him on policy, you are nothing. You are you're envious. You're jealous.
You're vermin. You're less than human.
Exactly.
You're whatever. All right.
So, I took that personally when I heard that yesterday.
Yeah. Anyway, all right, so hey, it's Monday, everybody.
Oh, my God.
Oh, it's fantastic. We have Rude Pundit coming up in just a few minutes, 20 minutes after the hour. This portion of the show brought to you by my creaky hips that aren't creaky anymore because I'm a native path collagen.
Okay.
Oh, I have a birthday coming up in a week. And you know what 44 can do to your hips, Chris. You know what I'm saying? Yes.
Wow. Boy.
Ordered my own cake. That's what it says on it. Okay. it must be the truth if it's written in. What is that? It's not frosting. It's what's the squirrely,
icing?
No. What's the thing you write it? What's it called?
You write it with
cake writing stuff.
Cake frosting.
All right. Well, it's written in that. It's less than stone, but it's shut up. I'm 44. My point
You're not 44.
I'm telling you, Native Path Collagen helps support the big lie here at the Stephanie Miller Show since 1904 when I was born. Oops. it's the most abundant protein in your body. Collagen, our natural supply, drops as we age. That's why so many are turning to collagen to relieve joint pain, rebuild bones, even look years younger. Here's the catch. You got to get the good stuff. Some stuff, it can even harm you. Drop that dumb tub from Amazon. Stop it. Stop it. Check out the top five collagen warnings every American needs to see, along with a special offer. Right now, special bundle deal at a fraction of the retail price, plus free shipping. This offer only available at GetNativePath.com/Stephanie. That's GetNativePath.com/Stephanie.
Stephanie Miller.
Okay, you know what? If I'm not allowed to be snide, you're not allowed to be condescending.
Well, the state of the world today can make you feel angry, depressed, and overwhelmed, right? Like we're going in the wrong direction, there's nothing we can do about it. But there are many ways you can make a difference and make the world a little bit better. One small but easy thing you can do is switch your phone to Credo Mobile. Credo Mobile is a progressive phone company. Every month, Credo donates to progressive nonprofits like Friends of the Earth, Reproductive Freedom for All, the ACLU. Over the years, that's added up to over $95 million. Now more than ever, progressive nonprofits need support. When you join Credo Mobile, you get all you want from a phone company. You get fast, reliable coverage, competitive plans, and great deals on new phones. You can even bring your current phone, your current number. Switching to Credo Mobile is a smart, easy way to make a big, big difference. Go to CredoMobile.com. For Stephanie Miller listeners, you can get 25% off your service for 2 years if you use that code STEPH25. Learn more at CredoMobile.com. One more time, that's CredoMobile.com. Don't forget, type in that code STEPH25 for 25% off your service. Well, hallelujah, and I don't mean that literally. The Freedom From Religion Foundation has just won two big cases keeping the Ten Commandments out of your kids' math class. In Texas, a judge blocked a law that would have forced every school to hang a giant poster of Thou Shalt Not. And in Arkansas, Conway schools had to take down their Ten Commandments signs after, surprise, the law was ruled unconstitutional. So kids can go back to learning reading, writing, and arithmetic and leave religion where it belongs, at home, church, synagogue, or at the mosque. Not plastered on a classroom wall, can I get an amen to the Constitution? FFRF defends the Constitution, sues when public schools cross the line, and protects kids from being preached at instead of taught. If you believe in public education, facts, and actual freedom of religion and from religion, time to get involved. FFRF.us/school or text my last name, Miller, to 511-511. Text Miller to 511-511 or FFRF.us/school because Jesus does not belong in the homeroom. FFRF.us/school. Text fees may apply.
Fall is in the air, and there's no better place to enjoy it than at Sugar River Pizza in Sun Prairie. Cozy up inside for some spirits, 48 beers on tap, and THC drinks. Choose from a wide selection of their warm pastas, 12-hour smoked pulled pork, and of course, their pizzas. Voted Best of Madison, Sugar River Pizza is known for great food, great drinks, and a warm, welcoming atmosphere. Located on Cabela Drive in Sun Prairie, they also offer catering. Sugar River Pizza, where fall feels like home.
At Hazelden Betty Ford, treating mental health isn't just about breaking old patterns. It's about braving new ones. As the leader in alcohol and drug treatment for 75 years, we know caring for addiction, anxiety, depression, and trauma goes hand in hand. We're here for you with new tools when life breaks down. Discover your path to better mental health at HazeldenBettyFord.org/Wisconsin. Sponsored by Hazelden Betty Ford Foundation.
Get ready to go for the green and gold on this local Civic Media radio station. Listen each weekday for the keywords to text for your chance to win our daily prize, $200 cash and gold jewelry. And be entered to win our grand prize, 2 indoor club level seats to see the green and gold take on Minnesota in Green Bay. Just download our free Civic Media app and listen weekdays at 7, 9, 11, 1, 3, 5, and 7 for your chance to win in our multi-state contest. For complete rules, go to civicmedia.us.
Are you ready to crack open something amazing? Whether it's a fresh pistachio or the keys to your dream home, we've got you covered. Just like pistachios, the best homes are worth the wait. And once you find the perfect one, it is so satisfying. At Aaron Weber Group, we help you find homes that are as irresistible as a handful of pistachios. So whether you're house hunting or just snacking, remember, great things come in shells and in the perfect four walls. Call Aaron Weber Group, powered by Compass today, and let's get you into a home that's a real treat.
Stephanie Miller.
Yeah. Ah, there it is. She's Erica Kirk said, "I forgive him because it's what Christ did. The answer to hate is not to hate." I gotta give a lot of credit, especially in that midst of what appeared to a lot of people feel like a Klan rally Hitler Youth rally or something.
Her speech was moving.
Please never have Stephen Miller. Let there not be a mistake at my funeral, Chris, and Stephen Miller speaks by accident. He's not related to me in any way. I do
as
not wanna...
far as you know.
Yeah, Trump's speech was his normal campaign speech, just full of hate and attacking his opponents and making it about himself.
Absolutely.
At a memorial.
I mean, I really didn't expect anything else from him.
Yeah.
I knew he would make it about himself.
Yes. What did they say? The got to be the corpse at every funeral, the bride at every wedding.
Sure.
He's just, He took time in his eulogy to verbally smash his opponents, including Jimmy Kimmel, J.B. Pritzker. Yeah, I think it's great that
That's appropriate.
And the major losers who have cheered about Kirk being murdered, here they go with this straw man argument again. There is no prominent Democrat or person on the left that has cheered Charlie Kirk's. They create a straw man and then incite hatred toward the straw man.
Yep.
You know, which it might be some tiny fringe on the internet or something that they try to represent as the entire Democratic Party. Yes, he also said he disagreed with Kirk about wishing the best for his opponents. He said, "I hate my opponents and I don't want the best for them." So Christless, so presidential, so American, so very healing.
I wonder if people on the right cringed when he said that.
I hope so. Selling merch? Is mourning appropriately?
That I can forgive, but I don't know, saying the exact
people.
Opposite of what Charlie
espousing
Kirk said,
more hate.
Exactly.
Yeah. Moms in Florida. Hello, moms.
Hello, my dear. How are you guys doing today?
Now that we're talking to you, good.
Thank you, sweetheart. Hey, listen, so this weekend, I did tag you in the post. This weekend, I went to one of those Charlie Kirk rally things. I of course, stood away from them because I was alone, and I'm not crazy. But, right? But I spent the morning at that rally speaking the other names of the people who killed by gunfire, including his, throughout the time that they were having their little rally. Most people treated me poorly.
Yeah.
But I did get one father and son duo,
wow,
Dan and Nan, who
hang
very
quickly. I got to finish that story next after the break.
92.7 WMDX, all talk, no assembly required.
You're listening to 92.7 WMDX, Madison's home for the Todd Allball Show, weekday afternoons from 2 to 4.
For 92.7 WMDX News, I'm Savannah Tomei Olson. The world's most powerful data center is coming to what was once Wisconsin farmland, but not without some opposition. Stuart J. Waddles has the details.
16 months ago, President Biden was in office campaigning in Racine County, with Microsoft announcing a $3.3 billion investment. Now Microsoft is making another bet on Wisconsin, announcing an additional $4 billion expansion of its Mount Pleasant data center campus. The move brings the company's total investment in the state to more than $7 billion. In a statement, Governor Tony Evers calls it a major boost for jobs and technology growth. During the campaign event last year, Microsoft Vice Chairman and President Brad Smith, who called Racine County home as a child, talked about the statewide impact of the initial spend.
We are creating manufacturing jobs across the state of Wisconsin. As we get steel from near Wausau, as we get chillers from La Crosse, as we get generators from near Madison, this is literally creating jobs across the state of Wisconsin.
Microsoft says the project will support nearly 10,000 jobs, with a caveat of those taking place during peak seasons. Environmental concerns still hang over the project as water use and energy demands remain hot topics. One lawsuit recently pushed the city of Racine to reveal that the data center campus could use 8.4 million gallons of water a year. That estimate does have the city of Racine falling within approved lake limits. Environmental groups also warned about the power needs. They say the Microsoft project and another in Port Washington could call for more power than every home in Wisconsin combined. A separate proposed data center in Caledonia in Racine County is also facing local pushback over farmland lost and rezoning questions. For Civic Media News, I'm Stuart J. Waddles.
And I'm Savannah Tomei Olson. You're listening to 92.7 WMDX News.
92.7 WMDX, Madison's real news and great conversation, and home to the Todd Allball Show, Monday through Friday from 2 to 4.
I'm meteorologist Brandon Bormans. Some patchy fog possible early, otherwise a mix of clouds and sun, an isolated shower or storm possible in the afternoon, with highs in the mid to upper 70s. A better chance for showers and thunderstorms tonight, a mild night with lows in the lower 60s. Current temperature, 63.
The Todd Allbaugh Show.
Kira Sabin, positive psychology, midlife coach.
People cannot take away our joy. When I spend time with people I love, putting my time and energy in things that I love that I think are important, not much has really changed. If you are worried about LGBTQIA plus rights, go volunteer at that organization.
You know you're moving the cause forward, and that's great for our mental health.
The Todd Allbaugh Show, weekdays 2 to 4 on your local Civic Media radio station, and on the app.
Celebrate Wisconsin's farming heritage with a special broadcast of the Maggie Dawn Show on Thursday from 4 to 6 p.m. live from the Reisinger family Hilltop Farm in Spring Green. We'll learn about the Reisinger family's past and explore their future. We'll also discuss the mental health crisis facing the state's farming community with the Farmer Angel Network, and we'll talk about programs that support farmers across Wisconsin with the Wisconsin Farmers Union. Celebrate the legacy of the Reisinger family and families like them Thursday afternoon on the Maggie Dawn Show.
Maggie Dawn.
At the top of the show, I'll be joined by Professor Howard Schwaber of the University of Wisconsin-Madison. We discuss what went down on Friday at the CDC and what that portends for expertise in America. Don't miss it.
The Maggie Dawn Show, weekdays 4 till 6.
.gov.
The fact is,
still be here. It should not have been that there was political violence that resulted because of the words that were coming out of his mouth, just like plenty of MAGA hates when I mention white supremacy, which kind of tells you where MAGA stands. But nevertheless, they get very upset when I talk about white supremacy. But that doesn't mean that somebody should then try to find a bullet or try to find a knife and harm me. Not in America. That's not who we are supposed to be.
I've instated a new law. Mondays suck, so we must have as much Jasmine Crockett as is humanly possible.
All right.
So I appreciate you fulfilling that need for America. Did I miss this one, by the way? I don't know if he said this at the funeral, but also very Christ-like. Trump suggested people should not feel sorry for Biden over his cancer diagnosis.
Yeah, he said
yeah, Biden was always a stupid guy, a mean SOB, not working out too well for him right now. So when you start feeling sorry for him, remember he's a bad guy. So this would be the party that's been lecturing us on how we should feel empathy for Charlie Kirk.
And the crowd applauded for it.
Did they?
Yeah, they did.
Good. Oh, for cancer killing one of our presidents,
Yep.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
That's Christ-like, you know.
Okay. Wow. I need to get rude.
Hey, rude. Don't say things bad.
Oh, boy.
You're on Steph's show.
This was at the funeral.
Where at the funeral.
Not enough of us were being reverent.
Right.
He said about Biden again. Hi, good morning, Rude Pundit. I'm sorry.
I thought it was at a conservative dinner or something like that.
A rally.
Okay.
Yeah.
Whatever.
Yeah.
Hi, good morning.
It wasn't the funeral. The funeral is where he just veered off into announcing we're going to have a big thing about autism, you know.
And, right. And, oh, the women.
And then started giving statistics about autism in the middle of his Kirk speech. So.
Spoiler alert, it's women's fault, and they have to stop taking Tylenol when they're pregnant, which is the only medication that can help with pain while you're pregnant. So that's going to...
Which, by the way, hilariously, has so pissed off the anti-vax people. They're like, wait. We waited all this time for something, and you're just doing Tylenol, it's not vaccine?
We want a different BS. Wait, this is new BS. Yeah, this isn't the BS that we were promised. Somebody said RFK Jr. wants to link autism to Tylenol, which is wild considering autism was identified in 1911, and Tylenol wasn't invented until 1955. But, oh well.
Yeah. And again, Trump was out there saying, 20 years ago, it was just 1 in 10,000 diagnosed with it. Now it's 1 in 12 or something like that. And it's like, well, but, diagnoses get better. That's really sort of the idea of science.
Right. Yes, research.
And it wasn't science. 20 years ago when it was that. It was more like 40 years ago or
right.
But
right. Yes. Right. Rachel said, so the big news on autism is they're going to blame women for taking Tylenol during pregnancy. They're going to blame women. Okay. Rudeness, let's talk about, you wrote a piece, as you do, a fantastic piece.
Yeah.
You said Jimmy Kimmel was, as we've said over and over, was not even insulting or not even talking about Charlie Kirk with this, the reason he was reportedly fired. The FCC chair, you write, claimed the real issue was that Kimmel misled people on the political beliefs of Tyler Robinson, and that's not allowed. He also didn't do that. He was exclusively talking about what the MAGA base was doing with this, right, and politicizing it.
Yeah, and we actually really don't know what Tyler Robinson's political beliefs are. We keep hearing hints of things like his mom saying, well, he had turned a little more left from the family, which who knows? Maybe that just means that he believed in climate change. Maybe that was turning left from the family.
Right. I mean, yes, good
and
point.
That he had
these days with MAGA Trump-loving right being the right, almost everything's to the left of that, right?
Yeah. And I mean, obviously, we need to keep saying nothing justifies it. Nothing justifies, what he did. But to knee-jerk say that this was because of, Democratic rhetoric, that's as misleading as anything. And they were doing it from the very beginning, from the day it happened.
Root, how many times have we heard black families lectured about, what went wrong with the family here and where was the father and blah, blah, blah. I mean, and this is a Trump-voting, MAGA-loving, right-wing Christian gun-nut family.
Yeah. And that's no part of this equation in terms of, I mean, I was just saying, I'm sorry, but A, what the family said legally is hearsay, and B, they also could be trying to evade responsibility because he got the gun from them.
Yeah,
you know?
Grandpa's gun.
Right. Right, yeah, that he was so concerned they were going to be so mad about, right? I mean, it's, anyway. You just said the other thing Kimmel said is simply undeniably true. Trump and his minions and accomplishment are exploiting Kirk's death. And if you didn't see that rally selling merch last night and think that's true, I mean, that's almost proving Jimmy Kimmel's point, what you saw last night.
Oh, yeah. I mean, it was how do I put this? It was necrophilia at the most obscene levels you could imagine. Right.
I saw you retweeted it. It was a circle Kirk, which is really inappropriate.
I didn't come up with that. I haven't found out who came up with it. You know, several people have said that, but and every one of them says, I don't know who said it first. So maybe we can hunt that down and give them proper credit, because that's, Circle Kirk is beautiful.
You said the administration is saying that the public interest is tied to Trump. If you attack Trump, you're undermining the public interest. I mean, Trump said it out loud. It's illegal to criticize me. That's illegal. It's like, yeah. No. Effing A not. Absolutely is what our country is founded on, that it's not illegal.
Did you see what one of the U.S. attorneys, you know, tweeted out in, or that the Department of Justice tweeted out or something, one of the offices, one of the U.S. attorneys saying, we are proud to be Trump's lawyers. And it's like, you're not Trump's lawyers. You're the United States attorneys. Your loyalty is to the Constitution, to the country, not to Donald Trump. And just goes on about how, you know, we're going to make sure that Donald Trump's agenda is protected and that he's protected. And it's like, that's not your friggin' job. Yeah. Unless they change the oath of office, that's not your damn job.
Yeah. I mean, you're right. Trump himself threatened to strip a network's affiliate stations of their licenses to broadcast, saying in essence, as the hell with the right to free speech. And you were saying that's the whole point of the First Amendment, the freedom to talk someone even after death.
Yep.
It's one of the founding principles in this country. The Declaration of Independence is one long talk about King George. The founders themselves regularly talked each other. There's nothing more American than talking the president. I mean, exactly.
Yeah. Yeah, Hamilton, you know, wrote these long pieces just excoriating John Adams when John Adams was president. And he did the same to Thomas Jefferson.
It's by quill. It's by quill pen. That's a free speech exception. If Jimmy Kimmel had done it by quill pen, by candlelight.
But, you know, these were published. He wrote them to be published. He wrote them to say, I want to call John Adams all of these names and say all these horrible things about him. And I want everybody to read it.
You said what we're getting on, everyone on the right cheering on the mass censorship of anyone who would dare suggest that Charlie Kirk said the things that he actually did say that were awful and violent and degrading. To put it simply, a chance to outlaw much of what the left says and stands for. It's a low-rent version of Naomi Klein's idea of the shock doctrine in action, using a quote-unquote crisis in order to advance a harmful political agenda. That's exactly, when you said that, my light bulb, I was like, yes, this is the shock doctrine. This is like an opportunity they've been waiting for.
Yeah, to do something that nobody wants, but it gives us a chance to shove it through, you know, like the security apparatus that went into place after 9/11. It was, they've always wanted to do this, so we're going to use this as an excuse. Same with, invading Iraq.
Exactly. They wanted the pretense to invade Iraq. Here we go. You also, what else did you say here? I love your whole piece as usual.
Yeah,
you said,
that was a great piece.
You said Kimmel didn't say a damn thing about Kirk's politics, even sent out sympathies to Kirk's family, expressed horror over the shooting. It still wasn't enough. There is no satiating them. There's no end point. They will always, always find another way to extort and threaten and blackball and punish. I mean, it's almost like a national rending of garments was ordered that has needed to go on for 2 weeks now, right?
Did you hear Charlie Kirk was a man of steel? Did you hear that one? Charlie Kirk's producer said that the doctor said his body was bone density and his muscle density was so amazing that it's a miracle that the bullet didn't pass through him and kill anyone behind him. That he and said, quote, he was a man, essentially a man of steel, and even in death, he was protecting other people.
Oh, boy. Okay, this might have gotten to be a little, a tad too much, whatever all this is. You said, meanwhile, the rest of us without, we just, Chris and I just had this conversation. Meanwhile, the rest of us without deep pockets or portfolios that would allow us to retire are left to wonder how we can react to this. Yeah. I have friends in red states who feel like they're risking their jobs if they express an opinion on Facebook that isn't Charlie Kirk's the awesomest human ever, and I'll bless him every night in my prayers, which I definitely say before bed. I wanted to write something savage about the whole situation, but I didn't because I didn't want to wonder if I'd become the next target of libs of suck my or whatever. I don't think that's the name of it, but okay.
You know what? It's close enough. Yeah. It may as well be.
Yeah, it's close.
Yeah. No, I said to Chris, you know, when we, we're all scared. The point is not to say I'm not scared. You know, everybody's scared.
Sure.
And it's what you do with that. I mean, I was saying, look, I have an FCC license. I have a platform. I have a staff. I don't have the 150, you know, people that Jimmy Kimmel did or I did when I had a larger platform like a late night TV show. But, you know, I don't have, you know, Chris and I are saying, I don't have family money. We don't have spouses with money. Like, you know what I mean? So
right.
People that get online and go, everybody should quit their thing and protest. I'm like, well, maybe.
That's easy for you to say.
I just paid $14 for orange juice yesterday.
Yes.
I was like, wait, what?
Wait, you paid what?
I know.
Why did you pay
$14? You know $14? Why? Because I forgot it. Because I'm not at his birthday party. And so It's down at the expensive place. Because I had to walk. Because I had a thing.
Go
anyway,
one block further and you can go to a normal store.
It was $13.50.
Wow.
What the...
That's a very fancy store.
Yes,
that's down the street.
Right,
were the oranges squeezed between the thighs
of young ladies?
What? Is this a beautiful femme? I mean, was that?
This is Southern California.
Oh no, that would have been worse.
There's oranges everywhere.
Yeah,
right. Yeah.
Sean just steals them from me usually. but anyway, you just finished this. Well, exactly, Rude. You said you should be scared now, but not too scared to act. I mean, and that's the thing. We all can do what we can do. You know, I use this platform every day, hopefully, to speak the truth. But you can't say it's not freaking scary out there. Here's the good news. Disney has lost $3.87 billion overnight because of Jimmy Kimmel. I mean, reports are they are really shocked and feeling this blowback. Right?
Yeah. I mean, you know, after they fired Karen Atiyah, I canceled my Washington Post subscription. It was like, okay, that's it. I can't in good conscience do this anymore.
Yeah.
So, you know, yes, there are ways, small things we can do that add up and have a cumulative effect.
Right. And she just quoted Charlie Kirk exactly about black women's brain power. I mean, you know.
Yeah. Right. I mean, I am, like I said last week, I fully feel the weight of all of the professors that have been fired because of what they commented on. More professors were fired the last week than any week in the last 50 years.
Yeah. Well, no, I mean, I keep saying I'm protected by my mediocrity and my relative obscurity. But, you know, they'll come for all of us eventually.
That's kept you safe for 20 years.
You know, I was going to say, but when you look at Kimmel and Colbert, you're like, if they're coming from the rich white male millionaires are the canaries in the coal mine here, holy crap. How do you think the rest of us feel?
That's why they should fight. That's why Disney should fight. Disney's got the pockets to do it.
Michael Eisner, who greenlit the Stephanie Miller show in 1995, came out and spoke out against Iger and Disney.
Didn't he also get you fired from ABC Radio?
I don't know if he specifically did. Listen, the point is he's saying the right thing now.
But I mean, one of the other things is to instill paranoia in us. And, you know, I'm like thinking, what if somebody's recording me in class and takes things out of context?
Yeah. Yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
I don't know what's going to happen there. And
I mean, Matthew Dowd spoke out this weekend about getting fired by MSNBC, that nobody at MSNBC has said a word to defend him. And, because, of course, I'm sure they're ordered not to. Just like The View's been ordered, don't talk about this Jimmy Kimmel thing. I mean, the climate of fear is ridiculous. But, you know, and he just said they don't have the moral authority to now talk about Jimmy Kimmel and how awful it is what happened to him when nobody stood up for Matt Dowd, who said basically the same thing. You know, was just talking about the environment that this whole thing has created.
Oh, I had this whole necrophilia piece ready to go. I was ready to pull the trigger on it, like to describe the memorial.
I know you well enough. I can picture every word, so you don't need to.
Yep. It was gonna be awful. It would have made you sick to your stomach.
Just based on what you've previously written about what Republicans. Skull is I don't you know what that's
yeah,
I don't
yeah. oh,
all right
it's poetry it's poetry
yeah.
yes
yeah.
yes
Be.
I'm just saying I'm just saying I didn't do it
love you rude pundit.
You could have done it but you didn't.
You're the exact rudeness that America needs right now. So you know all our thought bubbles.
This is free speech, MFers. This is free speech.
Yeah.
That's right.
America's id, ladies and gentlemen. Rude pundit.
Yep.
Yeah. All right. We love you. Goodbye. 49 minutes after the hour, this portion of the show brought to you by the Yes You.
What?
Waking up sick.
Hey.
You know, I've been there, done that, right? You got a scratchy throat, congestion, runny nose, cough. What you got? You know you're getting sick. You can tough it out, get sick, take time off work, hope the doctor can see you. Sometime this millennium, you can wait at urgent care with a bunch of other sickies.
Yeah.
No one's more judgmental of a sick person than another sick person. You're like, what do you have? Don't give me that. I'm fine with what I have. Here's what you do. You just open your medical emergency kit like mine right here. I just match my symptoms to the doctor-recommended prescription, start on the right meds, nip it in the bud right away. Not a first aid kit. Doctor-prescribed meds are in there. Strong antibiotics for infections of all types, strep throat, pneumonia, UTIs, bronchitis, and a lot more. Plus a doctor's easy guide so you know exactly what to take and when. No more waiting to see the doctor. No more whining at the pharmacy.
Ew.
No. My meds are right here in my kit. Order yours online in minutes. It'll be rushed to your door. $45 off at urgentcarekit.com/Stephanie. That's urgentcarekit.com/Stephanie.
It even vibrates like real.
It's the Stephanie Miller Show.
Well, the state of the world today can make you feel angry, depressed, and overwhelmed, right? Like we're going in the wrong direction, there's nothing we can do about it. But there are many ways you can make a difference and make the world a little bit better. One small but easy thing you can do is switch your phone to Credo Mobile. Credo Mobile is a progressive phone company. Every month, Credo donates to progressive nonprofits like Friends of the Earth, Reproductive Freedom for All, the ACLU. Over the years, that's added up to over $95 million. Now more than ever, progressive nonprofits need support. When you join Credo Mobile, you get all you want from a phone company. You get fast, reliable coverage, competitive plans, and great deals on new phones. You can even bring your current phone, your current number. Switching to Credo Mobile is a smart, easy way to make a big, big difference. Go to CredoMobile.com. For Stephanie Miller listeners, you can get 25% off your service for 2 years if you use that code STEPH25. Learn more at CredoMobile.com. One more time, that's CredoMobile.com. Don't forget, type in that code STEPH25 for 25% off your service.
Our public schools are not Sunday schools. Across the country, lawmakers are turning public schools into battlegrounds for religious indoctrination. Ten Commandments posters in classrooms, school chaplains replacing trained counselors, and taxpayer-funded vouchers siphoning billions from public schools into private religious academies, many that discriminate based on religion, gender identity, or sexual orientation. This isn't religious freedom, it's religious takeover. The Freedom From Religion Foundation is sounding the alarm and taking action. We're challenging these attacks in court, exposing the lawmakers behind them, and protecting students' rights to learn free from religious coercion. Learn what's happening in your state and how to push back at ffrf.us/school or text Miller to 511-511. Text Miller to 511-511 or go to ffrf.us/school, because our public schools are for education, not evangelism. Text Miller to 511-511 to learn more. Text fees may apply.
Lace up your sneakers, Wisconsin. The Walk to End Alzheimer's is coming to Madison on October 5th. Walk with WMDX in honor of someone you love and help us move closer to a cure. Registration is free and easy. Start or join a team today at alz.org/walk.
A game without a crowd is just a scrimmage. A performance without an audience is just a rehearsal. Without your presence, high school sports and the performing arts aren't possible. Ensure that these essential extracurricular activities continue to enrich the lives of students in Wisconsin.
purchase a ticket to your local high school's game or performance.
This message presented by the WIAA and the Wisconsin Athletic Directors Association.
Today's job market is full of demand for skilled trade workers. Electricians, welders, mechanics, these and other trades are the backbone of every community. They're also a huge part in making sure the Army National Guard is always fulfilling its mission of service to our country and communities. Soldiers train to keep the power flowing, engines running, and supplies moving. The skilled trades these soldiers perform are the same ones needed in today's civilian workforce. Army National Guard soldiers are on the fast track to learning skills that can set them up for success at home with companies looking to hire the best. With options from plumber to helicopter mechanic and everything in between, soldiers are able to select the trades that best fit their lives. Their resumes are being built through their paid training and part-time service. Find out how you too can learn a trade profession and serve your community and country by visiting NationalGuard.com. Sponsored by the Wisconsin Army National Guard. Aired by the Wisconsin Broadcasters Association and this station.
Snooze, you lose out on 50% off of all items in store for Verlo Mattress's moving sale. Available only at the East Washington location and only for the month of September. Check out these once-in-a-blue-moon deals. American-made, locally crafted, Verlo.
Oh, I've watched a little of the Bruce Willis documentary, Heartbreaking. Oh, yeah. You may know FTD, that's frontotemporal degeneration, the disease that recently forced Bruce to retire from acting. While it's the most common form of dementia for adults under age 60, people, even doctors, aren't familiar with it. Uncharacteristic personality change, apathy, unexplained struggles with decision-making, movement, speaking, or language comprehension. The most common symptoms, it's often misdiagnosed or as bipolar, depression, sometimes just midlife crisis. It is World FTD Awareness Week. You can learn more about this disease and the important steps you can take to preserve and maximize the quality of life by visiting the Association for Frontotemporal Degeneration. That's AFTD.org. Find help, share hope. Go now to AFTD.org. Moms in Florida, I'm so sorry. You have to get to the end of your story. Moms, you were talking.
Do not be sorry.
Let's set up. You went to a Charlie Kirk vigil type thing. But just talk about your experience. You said you were treated rudely, except it was a dad and a son.
Right. A couple of people were like words that I wouldn't dare say, even me, and those who know me know my mouth.
Right.
But Damon Dan came to speak to me only because of the fact that I had a visceral reaction to the fact that the younger of the two was wearing that freedom shirt that Charlie Kirk was wearing when he got shot.
Yeah.
Okay. And because he heard me with that visceral reaction, of course, they came over to see, like, ooh, what, you know? And I explained to him that it hurt me to see him wearing that. He ought to fold it up and put it away because that's what his boy got killed in. And he started to understand me. In the end, we understood each other. We understood that we both had the same goals. We just didn't want to get to it the same way.
Yeah.
And so there's hope out there. There really is.
Moms, thanks for that story. And I hope so, too, when Trump is gone, that, you know, Chris, we find a way to remember that we're humans and, you know, that we have more things that connect us.
Yep.
When I ran into all these MAGAs, remember I was telling you by the flag display of Pepperdine last weekend, I got exactly what you were saying about how a lot of them, you can feel it viscerally in person. They just hate us.
Yeah.
It's not that they even love him so much or that, you know, they love everything he's doing or they don't get a lot of the things we're saying, that inflation and all that stuff, but they just hate us.
Yeah.
They just want to own the libs. There's a visceral sort of like, oh, you think you're better than us, you know, and I think we might be able to find a way, as Mom says, to bridge those gaps if we just didn't have such a hateful, violent, inciting, you know, just hate monger as president. 58 minutes after the hour, Hal Sparks coming up.
.7 WMDX, because somebody's got to fact check Facebook.
Teach Schwaba.
On the next Nightlight, I'm live from Madison, where I'll be joined in studio by singer-songwriter Eric Jelen. And UW Cinematheque's Jim Healy and I talk about Robert Redford. Let's light it up state capital style.
Nightlight with Pete Schwaba. Weeknights from 6 till 8.
When it comes to vaping, the truth can get clouded. So let's make it clear. Vaping is not safe for youth.
Because vaping can put microscopic particles into your lungs.
And dangerous things like metals into your body.
And nicotine, which can harm a person's brain development through their mid-20s.
With appealing flavors, high nicotine levels, and lots of promotion on social media.
Many kids think vaping is harmless, but it's not.
So talk to your kids about the risks of vaping.
Because when you talk, they hear you.
Learn more at underagedrinking.samhsa.gov.
You're listening to 92.7 WMDX, Madison's home for the Maggie Dawn Show, Monday through Friday from 4 to 6 p.m.
This is 92.7 WMDX Columbus, Madison's home for real news and great conversation. A Civic Media Station.
ABC News, I'm Brian Clark. President Trump called Charlie Kirk a martyr for American freedom, and speaking at the Arizona Memorial to the slain conservative activist, highlighted a difference between the two.
He did not hate his opponents. He wanted the best for them. That's where I disagreed with Charlie. I hate my opponent.
The president's been pressuring Attorney General Pam Bondi to bring criminal charges against some of his political opponents. Today, the president will address an investigation into the causes of autism in the U.S. The Washington Post reports the administration is going to link Tylenol use in pregnancy to autism and identify a cancer drug as a potential treatment. Medical experts say these studies were not extensive enough to link to one cause or one potential cure. Hurricane Gabrielle's rapidly intensified into a Category 3 storm 195 miles southeast of Bermuda. It's not expected to approach land in the U.S. This is ABC News.